The Paso Robles Unified School District is facing a $2.3 million budget shortfall. Causes range from cut federal funding, low enrollment, hiked insurance premiums, workers' compensation costs, and more, and overspending by former district administration. Current Superintendent Kurt Dubose told KCBX News the district made some overestimations that cost them.
About 18 months ago, there had been some overly optimistic projections on enrollment and income, and perhaps some hiring had been done that was unwise that resulted in the district having less than a 1% reserve.
Public school districts have to maintain at least a 3% reserve. Dubose says the problem of decreased enrollment is a statewide problem, not just in Paso. But the Paso Robles School District lost 50 students this year and may lose as many as 150 students the next year.
We have to at least consider the possibility of closing for a year, and we hope not longer, one of our elementary schools, because our long-term projections for enrollment growth look like, even with all the new construction coming in Paso, that we're going to be at best flat in enrollment, not growing.
At this week's board meeting, teachers and students came together to show support for the programs that are on the chopping block.
I was totally impressed with the kids and the presentation that they made, and proud that we had developed such, you know, articulate spokespersons for the passion that they share, and the same with the teachers who are so totally committed to doing whatever they can for their kids. So it was a heart-wrenching night.
Dubose says no matter what, there are going to be cuts. The district's board trustees voted to lay off an elementary music teacher and a career technical education AV teacher at the high school. 13 staff members will also be getting a pink slip. Reporting for KCBX, I'm Catherine Lane.